break my baby's hair. Oh, speaking about that, I do apologize.
Hi, ma'am. Please speak with Ms. Huff.
Yes.
Hey, Ms. Huff. This is Rachel from Wanda's house. I was calling because I wanted to talk to you about the whole situation with Narita. She has picked up 3 of your days that nobody picked up, and I guess
who is that?
Narita was supposed to come Sunday, and I'm sorry,
she didn't come Sunday.
She was supposed to come Saturday evening, and you tell her not to come because you're tired of all these different A's picking up your schedule?
Yeah, it's too many different new people. I don't want new people over here. If I can't have the same people, I don't want the services because it's getting out of hand.
So Alexis is on your schedule. So we talked about this last week. So Alexis is on your schedule for the both shifts.
I'm cool with Alexis over here. She's fine.
Right, but Alexis could not start. Everybody's schedule was set. So Alexis cannot start doing her full schedule until next week, which we talked about. Tanisha is not reliable because
right.
She has situations. So she never is able to pick up a schedule with you. Yeah. Gabriella has a morning client, so she was never going to be able to do your morning. So,
I understand that Gabrielle's supposed to do my evening shift, right?
No, she's not doing your evening shift because me and you had already spoken about Alexis doing it, and you gave me the green light to put Alexis on. Gabrielle about it after.
I thought Gabrielle and Alexis was rotating.
No.
Okay, the one new girl that you sent last week, I don't want her here. Any of the white people, I ain't prejudiced, but I just don't want them in my house no more.
Okay.
Like, I can't do
it. So, Narita is not white. Narita is also a seasoned, very good worker. So I'll replace her with Tara since you don't want Tara on your schedule. So, this
Which
week,
one is Tara? See,
Tara,
that's what I'm saying.
Tara,
I don't know.
Tara is the white girl you just said that you did not want. Said you don't want a white girl. That's the only white girl that came last week. Tara came last Thursday. And
Tara, last Thursday. Was she new?
No, Tara's been with us for a while.
I'm talking about how she been over here.
No.
See, I would really want somebody that's been here that I'm familiar with. I'm not familiar with none of these other new people. Like, I'm Alexis.
People that you're familiar with aren't reliable.
Okay, but I like Alexis and Gabrielle. Them two
Alexis is on your schedule. Gabrielle is on your schedule. But realistically, like today, you're not receiving care this morning because you don't want Narita to come over there. You don't.
Now, who is Narita? That's what I'm saying. I don't know these, but who is Narita?
Narita is one of our caregivers that picked up 3 of your days. That is a really good aide, but you told her that you didn't want her to come.
And she knew.
Yes.
Yeah, some days I don't be needing no aide. Like, I ain't been feeling good, so I just been, like, really just laying down, resting.
So the thing is, like, so Saturday morning you had Alexis. And you didn't call us and say, hey, I'm not feeling good. Don't send anybody in the evening. I think that you just got a little hesitant because it was somebody that you were unfamiliar with. But I'm as a scheduler, my job is to keep you staffed. So,
right.
If you don't use your hours, you will lose them. I don't want you to lose your hours. I want you to get the care that you need, but, like, right now. Like, Tanisha just informed me that she cannot work any weekends anymore.
She just don't want to work, period, from what I'm feeling.
So that's what I'm saying, but that's somebody that you like. So my job is to keep you staffed with what I feel like would be a good fit and just to make sure that you're getting the services that you need done. Even if You know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, the way things are, yes, you're going to get a couple of new people here and there. Last week, you definitely got a couple new people. But this week, it's only Narita. You just, Narita, Alexis, Gabrielle, and Tanisha picked up one day. You just said that you don't want Tara, so I'm not going to send Tara back over there because Tara had picked up Friday and Saturday. But you're saying you don't want her over there because she's white.
I don't even remember what Tara looked like. That's
Tara,
my whole point. I'm
Tara
not,
is white. You just say you didn't. You just told me that you didn't want the girl that I sent last week because you're not prejudiced, but you just don't want a white girl. Tara was the only white girl that I sent last week.
I don't remember her face.
Okay.
I don't remember Tara's face. My point is, I can't keep trusting all of these people because I send them to the store with my credit card. Like, today my rent due. Didn't nobody come today, so,
because
you know.
The girl that was scheduled today, you told her on Saturday that you didn't want her to come because she was new. That's why she did not come today. You told her that you were going to call the office and tell the office that you're tired of all these new people coming. That's why Narita did not come, because on Saturday you told her, do not come Saturday.
She was and Saturday you said her, in the evening time.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember saying that to her, yeah, in
right.
the evening.
So you told her that you did not want her to come on Monday and Tuesday.
I didn't tell her that. I ain't said nothing about no Monday and Tuesday don't come. I just told her not to come that day, and I called y'all that morning, you know, Monday morning.
Okay.
I never called. I never got around to call. I'm filling out paperwork.
So, Miss Stephanie, I'm not trying to overwhelm you, and I'm not trying to make things difficult, but we're at a crossroad here. Narita did not come today, but you actually needed her to come because your rent was due. So,
but I don't know her. That's what I'm trying to say to you. I'm not going to keep giving my card.
So every time you send your information to somebody, they have to upload a receipt to us. So they have to show proof of a receipt that say we went to the store for this client. Or, you know what I mean, like this client gave
yeah,
us
I never knew. I didn't know nothing about that. Yes. I don't know that's what they got to do. I don't know.
I'm telling you that's what they have to do. And everybody knows that before we send them over there.
Just like the one girl the other day that you sent over here, she didn't know I was amputee to two legs. She didn't know that. She said, no, they didn't tell us that.
Okay.
Not that that was an issue, but it was just a point that didn't no one know that I was amputated too.
When they ask about your needs, I tell them what your needs are, so they know what you need done when you go over there.
She said didn't no one tell her.
Okay, so we're here today.
That's today, a new girl. What's her name?
So tomorrow, Narita is supposed to be on your schedule. Do you want her, yes or no? Narita is the same girl from Saturday that you told not to come, that you didn't want her to come. Saturday evening.
And I never, because I never seen her face before. It was one other girl you had over here. I think it was Friday or something. Yeah, Friday. What's her name?
Friday was Tanisha and Gabriella.
Okay, now it was one of them days, Thursday, one of them days that I had a different person over here that I never dealt with.
Her name is Tara. She came Thursday morning because you didn't have Tara Thursday evening.
Okay. I'm not trying to be difficult. It's just that I'm very personal and considering that I, you know, these two amputees, that's enough for me right there, and then to just deal with all these people. Like, I'm losing track of who in my house, like different faces, I'm losing track. I thought when I started that I was just going to be dealing with the two, you know, at that time Shayla was with y'all, but I thought I was just going to be dealing with two people.
And that was the plan, but however, the two people that no one has actually been consistent enough. Everybody has called off on you. So now that I'm able to get you your schedule covered, it's like, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying your feelings are not valid, But it's either you don't want Karen these days or you do. So going forward, again, starting next week, Alexis is on every single Monday through, like your weekday schedule. She's on the evenings and mornings. We talked about that. You gave me the green light. Gabriella will mm-hmm. pick up where she can pick up, which will probably be like a weekend. Tanisha okay. is probably going to fill in one every Thursday, it looks like, because that's all she's available to do. So in between that time, today is March 2nd. Alexis, you already canceled. The visit for this morning was canceled. Alexis will be there tonight. Tomorrow it is a different A for the week. Her name is Narita. You talk to her over the phone. You have never seen her face. I have seen her face. It's either you want her or you do not want her.
I guess you can. I'll see. Okay. I got to see.
Now, going forward, we have Tara. Tara is the Caucasian girl that came last Thursday, this last Thursday morning. Do you want Tara or you don't want Tara?
That's the new girl, right? Tara.
She's new over there, yes.
She really ain't do nothing, but to be honest, half of these A's really ain't doing nothing. You know what I mean? For real. Because one girl, Alexis,
mm-hmm.
she pointed it out to me, like, Miss Steph, is anybody cleaning? Because this same cleaning stuff is marked, it's still marked where it was at. And I just feel like if you come over here more than twice, you should know what to do. And really all I'm asking is to just sweep and mop my floors, including the bathroom.
Okay, so let me go over your ADOs, because
they do clean, but it's spot cleaning to where Alexis is really cleaning.
Okay, well, Alexis is about to be on your schedule every day, so I don't know if you're just unhappy with, like, different A's coming over, because now it's like I'm trying to solve one problem and then now you're bringing up another problem that there's something wrong with. So I'm trying to make sure that you are staff.
Yeah.
That is where I come in at. I'm trying to make sure that you are staff. That is my number one priority. Now, I will speak to Alexis because no one says that. Alexis can't see anybody ADLs. Alexis can only see hers. So she can't see. Of course, when she look at her app, nothing's going to be marked because she is her app. So I don't know what that whole thing was about. But at the end of the day, my number one priority is to make sure that you are staffed. This week, you are staffed. We already talked about Narita. You said you're going to take a chance, and we're going to go forward with Narita tomorrow because you didn't have Narita today. Now, on Friday and Saturday morning, Tara is supposed to come back. Do you want her, or would you rather me just not have her on there?
No, Saturday and Sunday, I don't know. I
come
guess.
In the morning.
In the morning, yeah, she can come.
Okay. All right. If anything else changes, if you change your mind, if anything like that changes, just give me a call, and I will definitely assist you in the best way possible, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.